This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Now, many of you would love to have your vacation curated and have this wonderful experience in Jamaica. Well, no problem, Ma, no problem, because joining us today, who says it better than I do, because he was born in Jamaica, is somebody who does this for a living. And Norman Lawrence, welcome to the program, and tell us all about having a business around cannabis in Jamaica, and tell us the backstory and all of those things of how it evolved and how it happened.
Okay, well, Frankie, thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk about what we're doing at Ganja Vacations and what we're about. Now, first of all, we are a cannabis travel services company with a particular focus on what we call exotic destinations. And Jamaica is our first, but it's not our last. It's just the place where we're starting. And the business started sort of accidentally in a way. You know, prior to this, I was involved in a internet marketing business, and one of my clients was a small resort in Western Jamaica. And these resorts, you know, despite giving tremendous service and being located at, you know, quaint locations and having a lot of other good things going for them, sometimes don't do very well because they're small and they don't have the resources to promote themselves and differentiate themselves from, you know, the big boys. And this resort was one of them. And in 2015, with the liberalization of the cannabis laws in Jamaica, the owners of this resort saw an opportunity to transition into a cannabis health and wellness resort. And that opened my eyes because
So what year was that? Norman, what year was that?
2015 is when the laws in Jamaica were changed.
Okay, so and, 2015, right. You 2015, you decided, wait a minute, this is a great partnership. They've got the resort. People want to have a cannabis experience. What better place than Jamaica? Is that kind of how it evolved?
No, it evolved differently because by the time I decided to do this, I no longer had a relationship with those people. But I was already aware that there are many,
exactly.
maybe two or three thousand small, quaint, very interesting private resorts like this in Jamaica, many of which are evangelically, you know, ganja-friendly, cannabis-friendly. And I know that there are hundreds of thousands of people, weed lovers, coming to Jamaica who would welcome information about places like these. But there was no way for these resorts to find those kinds of weed-loving travelers, and there was no way for these weed-loving travelers to find these very interesting off-the-beaten-path resorts. And so Ganja Vacations was created as a way to connect these two communities in a way.
When did you first officially start doing trips with cannabis? Yeah, well, what year was that?
Well, the business was launched in late 2019. And the plan at the time was that we were going to operate under the radar while we populated the site with resorts and populated the site with deals, and then make a big splash sometime maybe in mid to late 2020. But as you know, in between those 2 days, COVID happened.
That's right.
And that, of course, took us down to the knees. So 2020 was, you know, a nothing burger. So was most of 2021. It's only been since, I would imagine, mid to late 2022 that we have begun to get some traction. And this year is actually looking pretty good. But, you know, I want to correct one thing you said. We are not doing trips. Right. We are a platform where we feature cannabis friendly resorts on the island.
Okay.
So think of us like an Airbnb where people list their resorts. Right. And we are different. We are different in a number of respects. Our resorts are all small. We probably won't have any property on the site more than, say, about 40 or 50 rooms. A lot of our resorts are in the 10 to 15 rooms, and we have as many as, say, we have many with as few as, say, you know, two or three rooms, number one.
Right.
Number two, you can't just book rooms at our site. You book an experience. You book a package, which, of course, comes with a certain number of room nights. But with other stuff like airport pickup and meals and tours and, of course, cannabis experiences of all sorts. But one of the most interesting things about our site, actually, is that in addition to these vacation packages, as we call them, we have tours. We have all kinds of people in Jamaica doing cannabis-related tours of one sort or another. And those are, in fact, the most popular things on the site, because we have people who are already in a hotel in Jamaica, have already booked a vacation in Jamaica, or they're coming into a port in Jamaica on a cruise ship, and they're looking to do a tour for a day. And if you search for weed tours in Jamaica, we are at the top of the page in Google. So people are finding those more than they are finding, you know, our vacation packages. So those are actually doing very well.
So, Norman, give everybody a picture, because people think the minute you put your sign out and you're doing cannabis, oh, it's gravy train and the money starts coming. But we are hearing from so many other business owners that these are challenging times, that, like everything else, no pun intended, it's growing, but not at the pace and the rate that people had hoped or anticipated by this point.
Yes, and we're a little bit different from most other cannabis businesses in that we are what they call an ancillary business. We're not a licensed business, you know, like a dispensary. And so the drivers of our business and the economics of our business are a little bit different. For example, a vacation is not an impulse buy. Right. It's something that people think about over a period of time. They may have to consult with a spouse or a significant other. They have to plan around their work. So it is the sort of thing that, it may take, you know, 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 communications with somebody, catching them at the right time when they're ready to make their decision, you know, about buying a vacation experience. So it's not like selling a bond or it takes time. And so we expected that it will take time for the business to get some traction. The second thing is that, you know, as a startup, you know, we don't have the resources to do the sort of marketing that would be necessary to drive the sort of initial growth. So we went into this expecting that it was going to be a slow organic growth, that you know, it was going to take some free press. It was going to take word of mouth, and it was going to take time for us to get to the place where we need to be. And that is what is happening.
I was going to say, and that's exactly what's going on. And Norman, are you anticipating now that the COVID story is over? And I'm going to let you answer this in our next segment. What the next few years will be like, and you can share that. But people that want to have this wonderful experience, give us the website, please.
It's ganjavacations.net. Vacations with an S. Ganjavacations.net.
G-A-N-J-A vacations.net. And we'll be back in just a moment with Norman. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Norman Lawrence is with us, and Norman, you are in the business of making people happy. You do these tours. Tell us, you are. I mean, you're in the happy business. Do people give you a lot of flack? And I asked you a question about where you see this going in the next few years, but before you answer that, when you told people what you were doing, did you get a lot of flack from family, friends?
Yes, a little bit. You know, part of it is because of my background. You know, I spent close to 20 years as a banker, as a corporate banker before coming to this. So it was not the sort of next step that anybody predicted for me. But also the whole idea of a weed vacation strikes a lot of people as wrong. That this probably, even if you can do it, there has to be something illegal about it, right? And so we often have to explain that you can do it, that so long as you follow the laws of Jamaica, you know, it's legal, you know, and there are lots of people who go down there and do things that are not legal, but you don't have to do it in that way.
Right, right. What are the projections? Because I'll be honest with you, I've felt that since COVID, things have flattened out tremendously in the industry.
Yeah. Well, you know, tourism is seen by many as the next big thing in cannabis. That's not just optimistic me saying that. Forbes magazine has reported on this. The New York Times has reported on this. And in fact, in an article maybe 2 or 3 months ago, Forbes magazine estimates that cannabis tourism is already a $17 billion business in the United States. And the reasons for the growth are really obvious. You know, as more and more states legalize adult use, and as cannabis becomes more and more ubiquitous across the country, it is becoming mainstream. And as it becomes more and more mainstream and becomes accessible to more and more people across the country, weed lovers are now beginning to seek out cannabis-friendly vacation destinations and accommodations, and that is the main driver of the business. And there's a proliferation of sites now doing this. You know, there's Bed and Breakfast, there's Airbnb, you know, lots of people who see the demand and are out there trying to meet it. You know, it is really no different, you know, than taking a trip up to the Northern California for a wine vacation.
Yes.
It's the same idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
So, Norman, are you appalled at what's happening in the industry, in the cannabis industry, coming from banking? And, you know, you spent 25 years in banking at Chase Manhattan Bank, Citicorp, First Chicago, and, you know, degrees from Columbia. You must be appalled at how horrible the banking industry and the cannabis industry are. I mean, there has to be a solution here.
Well, there is a, you know, we have had some problems in that area. I won't go into them, but yes, and you know, nothing is going to change until you know, cannabis is federally legalized, but perhaps even more so until this banking legislation gets passed. And there are people in Congress like Senator from New York, Chuck Schumer, who wants to do this. You know, when it will get done, I don't know, but it is extremely difficult for businesses in the cannabis industry to get regular financial services, and those that are getting it at tremendous cost. You know, there's a whole industry of financial services companies that are essentially raping the cannabis industry right now. But, you know,
yes,
that is the lay of the land.
And do you see this changing if and when it becomes legal? I don't know if it's the federal situation or state by state.
Well, because banking is so federally legalized, you know, the financial services, the problem getting financial services will not change until the banking laws change. And so that is critical, because you need banks to process your payments. And they don't want to take the risk of running afoul of federal law and being penalized for that. So it needs to change at the federal level. And, you know, that could happen in months. It may take 10 years. Who knows?
Yes. Think it's going to take that long, really?
Yeah. I think it might take, Chuck Schumer has a bill that would do it. And I think it's a matter of the timing. I think he believes at the right time he can get it through the Senate. What his strategies are in the House, I don't know. But you know, we're seeing some cracks. For example, you know, one of the problems with the industry with marketing is that, you know, we can't market on social media. Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they all ban cannabis advertising just as they do for tobacco and alcohol. But there's now been a crack in the wall, and that Twitter has now announced that it's going to allow marketing for some cannabis products, and that might open the eyes of some of these other major social media companies to do the same, because that I think is a big deal in time, because there's no more viable marketing platform than these social media companies.
Thank you so much for giving us an insight for starting a new business during this time. Someone with a financial background as yourself. And so appreciate it, Norman Lawrence. Really, what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and your business?
They can reach us at ganjavacations.net. Ganja spelled G-A-N-J-A, vacations with an S, .net.
Thank you, Norman. This was such a delight having you with us. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Thank you. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. As someone who really understands the underbelly of the criminal justice system, His new book is out. It's called American Injustice. David Rudolph, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you with us. As an attorney, as someone who has been on many sides of our legal system, you have been fighting for the individual. You've been a passionate advocate, fighting for individuals against the power of the government. You founded your law firm in 1982 to represent the rights of people, and the firm has never wavered from that mission. And you say that this all began with you as a young student and the Kent State shootings.
Well, yes. I mean, it was probably in my DNA before then, but certainly it crystallized for me starting during the Vietnam War protests, what happened at Kent State, what happened at Jackson State, which was equally atrocious. You know, then, of course, we had Watergate, we had the Saturday Night Massacre, and we had the Attorney General of the United States being indicted for obstructing justice and being convicted of obstructing justice, and then you had Iran-Contra, and on and on and on. So, you know, for me, pushing back against the limits or the expansion of the federal government and state government has sort of been a lifelong journey for me.
And the staircase, tell us about this amazing story and case, because it's been featured. It's going to be a movie with some very big stars, but it's also been a feature documentary on Netflix.
It has, and it's actually going to be a docuseries on HBO sometime in the next 6 months or so. I'm not sure when. The documentary was years and years in the making. I think total is about 15 years in the making. The first 8 episodes covered the time period between 2001 and 2003. And then the last 5 episodes covered the aftermath between 2011 and 2015 or 16. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it already, but it is, it takes you behind the scenes of the criminal justice system. I made a conscious effort to allow the cameras to capture what a criminal defense lawyer does, what we're faced with, and how we deal with it, so that people have a really accurate notion of what criminal defense lawyers do, as opposed to the notion that's sort of painted on shows like Law and Order. It's been an amazing journey for me.
I'm sure it has. I wanted you on the cannabis show because I'm constantly talking about how the injustice in the world of cannabis continues in this day and age. And I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit about what is happening, because there are people that are still in our prisons from just possessing a cannabis.
Well,
that,
you know,
it blows my mind to think that someone has a joint and they were arrested and they were at the wrong place at the wrong time. They're not socially, economically able to get out of jail, had the wrong lawyer, the wrong defense person, you know, and here they are still in jail. How is that possible in this day and age?
Well, you know, you're sort of preaching to the choir. I was a member of Normal, you know, probably starting in the early 80s or late 70s. I've always believed that these marijuana laws were just ridiculous. You know, if you're going to regulate it like alcohol, not like, some illegal substance that harms people. But in any event, you know, back when I was active and Normal, you know, the idea that we would actually achieve legalization was a sort of a dream almost. I'm not sure any of us thought we would see it in our lifetimes. But now here we are in 2022, and state after state after state, even conservative states, are decriminalizing at worst and legalizing in some places possession and use of marijuana. And so that raises the question, well, what about people, and you know, you limited it to the person who had a joint, but I want to broaden it. You know, what about somebody who had more than a joint? What about, you know, somebody who had, you know, the equivalent of what would be considered intent to sell, even though they hadn't sold anything? Or, you know, people who distributed it to their friends, whether in college or at work situations, and were convicted of distributing marijuana. You know, if any of those people are still in jail, and I think some of the sentences that were handed out under the federal guidelines in particular mean that a number of them are still in jail, there's absolutely no reason. I mean, if what they did is no longer illegal, get them out. You know, if you don't want to just pardon them, commute the sentences, you know, just get them out of prison because they didn't belong there in the first place, and they certainly don't belong to stay. They certainly don't deserve to stay there.
Where are we, and do you think that this will ever, do you think that we will ever see a national platform where they will take the keys and open the jail cells and let people out of jail?
You know, I'm not sure we'll see a national platform. I think it's going to happen state by state. And I think the train has sort of left the station on that, and I don't see it stopping anytime soon. You know, for one thing, if you're a state that hasn't legalized it, but the states on either side of you have, and they're making money from taxing it, pure economics, which so often drives our political system, is going to dictate that you're going to legalize it because you don't want to lose the revenue to the other states. And indeed, you know, I think revenue is in fact a big driver, just like it was with alcohol. You know, during Prohibition, everybody was up in arms about alcohol being, you know, the devil's drug. But then when people started bootlegging it and making large sums of money, and the states realized, and the federal government realized that they could reap enormous taxes from it, attitudes changed. So, you know, it's part of the hypocrisy of America, I guess. I think you know that is already happening, and I don't see it stopping. But to be honest, and this may go beyond sort of your show, but I think that drugs in general ought to be decriminalized and made into a public health issue. There's no reason to treat drug use or drug possession or drug sales as criminal as opposed to treating it as a public health issue, which is what it is. So, you know, instead of spending the money on enforcement, spend it on education. You know, we pretty effectively wiped out cigarettes as a health hazard through public education campaigns. We didn't make smoking illegal. We addressed it as a public health concern. And that's exactly what we should be doing with regard to all drugs, you know, particularly marijuana, but really all drugs, I think.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. And I think that we need to really and truly continue the education and that aspect of it. But I just want to ask you, if a listener is out there and they have a family member still in prison, what do they do at this point? How do they try and get someone out of jail that had, you know, possession of cannabis when it's now legal in so many states?
Well, you know, it's going to vary from state to state because each state has different procedures. But one route would obviously be to seek a commutation. You know, each state has somewhat different procedures for commuting sentences. Frankly, you know, it's much harder to get a pardon than it is a commutation. With a commutation, the state doesn't have to admit that they did something wrong. It's more sort of a grace act.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you continue that thought. We have to take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment with David. And David, give us the best website and how people can get your new book, please.
It's davidsrudolph.com is my website, and the book is a page on the book there, so they can just go there, and there's all kinds of information about the book and about the staircase as well.
We'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey, and that's what we do. We try to educate people. Joining us today, David S. Rudolph, American Injustice is his new book. It is Inside Stories from the Underbelly of the Criminal Justice System. And as a criminal defense and civil rights attorney for more than 40 years, you've been spending your fighting, your career fighting abuses of power and corruption. A Netflix documentary series based on one of his most notable murder cases, The Staircase. HBO Max is currently filming a series as well on the same story, gripping case, starring Toni Collette and Colin Firth. But as one of the nation's most renowned, knowledgeable, and principled criminal defense attorneys, you are sharing with us that the flaws in our criminal justice system are way too many. Explain to us what that means.
Well, you know, the problem, of course, is that the criminal justice system is run and populated by people. And so people have weaknesses, and so the criminal justice system has weaknesses. And the problem really is that we haven't recognized the weaknesses and the impact those weaknesses have. So, as a result of that, there have been literally thousands of people exonerated over the past 30 years from prison sentences for crimes they did not commit. And that is the proverbial tip of the iceberg, because it doesn't even approach the numbers of people who are actually still in prison for things they didn't do. And then, of course, there's all the people who were prosecuted for things that they didn't do. They may not have been convicted, but their lives were completely upended just by the prosecution. So it's an enormous problem. And it's something that obviously has affected, you know, drug prosecutions as well as every other kind of prosecution in the United States.
And the wrongful convictions add up, in the past 30 years, nearly 2,800 people serving prison sentences in the United States have been released. But, you know, 25,000 years of prison time is way too many years in prison, to be honest with you, way too many. And for people that have been caught and unfortunate timing, and why are so many people in jail still in this day and age, 2022, still in prison for minor offenses when it comes to cannabis, in your opinion, David?
I think it was just demonized, back in the 80s with, you know, the famous Just Say No campaign that Nancy Reagan and her husband Ronald sort of championed. And there was a lot of misinformation. I mean, I remember back when I was in college watching a movie called Reefer Madness, which I don't know if it still exists. It was a it was sort of a joke when you watched it, but it wasn't meant to be a joke. It was meant to scare the heck out of people about smoking marijuana, and that was a very common sort of, I wouldn't call it a public education campaign. It was a public scare campaign that ran, you know, really all through the 80s and early 90s. And it's only recently that there's been any real pushback from the scientific community and from normal people. I'm not talking now about the lawyers who have always thought it was ridiculous, or the normal members who always push for legalization. But I think mainstream America is beginning to realize that it was just silly. And I guess part of it is driven by the fact that so many people who are now in positions of power have used marijuana. And they know that it doesn't do anything evil. It doesn't, you know, it's not a gateway to heroin, as used to be labeled. So, you know, I think it's just been a massive misinformation campaign that was meant to do exactly what it did, which was to criminalize drugs which were, you know, primarily in the lower economic areas of big cities. And that's really where the drug enforcement was directed. I remember the very first federal case I ever did in North Carolina. I represented a great guy, who used to deliver boatloads of marijuana from Columbia to the North Carolina coast. And he was eventually busted. And he got a sentence of 10 years. And now back in 1983 when that happened, no, in 1981 when that happened, 10 years was an enormously long sentence. But of course, it pales in comparison to the sentences that are being handed out, in the 2000s, for that amount of drugs. You know, he'd be doing 40, 50, 60 years. It's sort of grown on itself. It's fed on itself. And I think it's going to take a while for the public to really, understand how damaging that whole episode was in our criminal justice system.
And you also say, David, that poverty and racism deform our criminal justice system in fundamental ways. And racial minorities throughout the country have disproportionately been the target and victims of police and prosecution misconduct.
Well, let's just look at the drug laws for a second. Up until pretty recently, the disparity between crack cocaine and powder cocaine was, I think, 100 to 1 in terms of sentencing. There was never any basis for that, but the bottom line was crack was the drug of choice in the inner cities and in ghettos and in slums and places where
absolutely.
And powder was the drug of choice in the suburbs.
And so we are out of time, but this has just been so wonderful chatting with you. American Injustice, the new book is out. We need outspoken attorneys like David S. Rudolph, and we thank you so much. And the best website for people?
It's davidsrudolph.com, and it's RUDOLF.
Thank you so much, David. Thanks so much
Thanks,
for being
Frankie.
With us. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile through your tears and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile if you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.